This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The January 6th committee heard from a Coloradan today as it began to present the role violent extremist groups played in the breach of the U.S. Capitol. Jason Van Tatenhove of Estes Park is a former spokesman for the Oath Keepers, a far-right militia group that he now describes as a, quote, very dangerous organization. Tatenhove told Congress the leader of the Oath Keepers has long been interested in the armed overthrow of elected officials. Changes are coming to the state's COVID-19 dashboard. The state will continue to post outbreak data about high-risk settings like residential care facilities, correctional settings, child care, and overnight camps, but active outbreak case count graphs and active outbreaks by county will be removed. Ginger Stringer, a state epidemiologist, says the change is driven by keeping information that's most useful to the public
and moving toward a more normal response overall for COVID that aligns with how we approach other communicable diseases.
Stringer says the changes won't impact other features of the website like hospitalization, case, death, positivity rate, or vaccination data. Rescue crews located the body of a missing hiker, Lewis Corkin. He was found dead after a two-day search in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in south-central Colorado. He was 41. And the BLM has started a process that could change how the agency protects habitat for the Gunnison sage grouse in Colorado and Utah. For the next month and a half, the BLM will take public comments before it releases the outline of a plan to protect the ground nesting bird, which is listed federally as a threatened species. Its habitat has been hurt by development, invasive plants, drought, and climate change. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.